I think that a teacher is born with the ability to be a teacher, to be an understanding teacher, and to be able to cope with the problems that they have. As I said, my daughter teaches a second grade and in New Milford. And New Milford is not a very large town, but in New Milford, they have so many problems. You have so many single parents. You have parents that have, I don't know, more than three or four children. Each one of them's a different father, or none of the fathers are around. Half the children are being brought up by their grandparents. They all seem to be going to have psychological problems. They have all kinds of problems, even in the second grade. It's, I don't know, it's sad. And then of course we've got this AIDS now, we've got all these things, and all of these children are getting ready to go to school.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard to teach, I think. I think anybody that goes into the teaching profession is dedicated to begin with.
Yes.
I mean, you have to have the ability to be able to cope with these things, and you, I think it's born into you. I don't think that somebody can just decide to be a good teacher. In fact, when we lived on Long Island, one of the new teachers that came into my school when I was down there, I can remember her, she was a fourth grade teacher. And she'd walk in the morning and she'd say, "I wonder what those monsters are going to do today."
Mm-hmm.
Now that goes back to 1955. So you see, it isn't just today that these things are happening.
Yeah.
Now of course, she never came back the next year.
Yeah.
I mean, we never, there was no way I would have her be. We wouldn't hire her back. There was no way anybody would hire her back. She had those fourth graders off the wall by the time the day the school day ended. I used to feel so sorry for those poor bus drivers when they walked out of school. They didn't walk out of school. They blew out. Oh, it was awful. And as I said, that goes back to 55 and 56. So you see, she never should have been a teacher to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think it's the same with being a mother. Some people are mothers and some people aren't.
Yeah.
That's it.
Did you want to ask about that? Yeah, seminar outline that you were involved in, like changes in office procedures?
Yes.
What kind of changes?
Well, of course, now everything's on computer.
Yeah.
Then we did everything by hand.
Uh-huh.
You had to type purchase orders, you typed all your bids, everything was typed.
Uh-huh.
And today, everything is put on a computer. And from what I understand, it goes up to a central bureau.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when they put it into the computer, it goes up to a central bureau. And now, they have a man, I think it's DiStefano, Don DiStefano?
I think so. Uh-huh.
Planning and research or something like that. Now, I understand he does a lot of the bidding, which of course we did in the purchasing department. Now, I really can't honestly say, because I don't know what they're doing in the purchasing department today.
Yeah.
But I do know from what they have told me that everything is on computer.
Yes.
That they put everything into a computer and it's all on a screen at the Central Bureau.
Uh-huh.
But we used to do a lot, as I said, by phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to work with them in Middletown, the purchasing bureau up in Middletown.
Uh-huh.
And so I honestly can't say what they do now because I haven't been there in quite a few years.
Yeah.
But that's all. But I do know there were a lot of changes.
Yeah. Did you find, did,
Did they just start the computers when you were leaving? Is that when they were just starting to use?
Well, the computer, BB was there, BB Yip, was there, and we did have the big computer department, but they hadn't put everything into the computer system yet. Mm-hmm. They did have a computer in my office, and they taught me how to use it, but every time the only thing I could do was punch in and find out what the balances of the different departments, so that I would know, you know, whether they had enough money or not. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, they'd come in and they needed a part for somebody else, and so and most of the time it sat there, I couldn't use the thing.
Yeah. Did you like it, or did you find it difficult to make the transition from doing everything manually to?
No, and I preferred the other way, because I like a person-to-person feeling, you know.
Yeah.
But I can go along with any change, you know. I'm flexible enough to, if this is what they want to do, this is what I'll do. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I thought the old way was a lot nicer and easier. And I think the morale was a lot better than when we had a one-to-one, when we could talk to everybody instead of just pushing buttons, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's the way I felt. Yeah. And I think a lot of people felt that way too.
Yeah.
Although I'm still very close to quite a few of the people, like Don Thorne, the head, director of fiscal affairs now. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Alling, who's in charge of accounts payable, mm-hmm. and people like that. I'm still meet them, and Jody, who's the basketball coach. We go out, we meet every once in a while and go out and get up to date, you know. So I still, and of course they're a lot younger than I am. That's it.
Do you find you miss it?
I miss the people I'm fond of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But as I said, it seems to be such a closed door thing when I go into that building now. Only when I get up on the third floor, where all the people are still open and you can see everybody. And everybody, you know, says hello, and they all come out to greet you. Then it's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
It's like going home there. Mm-hmm. But when you walk into the first floor, to me, it's just like a whole bunch of walls. That's all I see is walls. But, so that's that. Is that
that's
it?
That's basically it.
Is that enough?
Yeah.